Let's review Shabbos Daf Lamed. In the Mishnah in the bottom of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, it tells us that if a person extinguishes a candle for some reason that has nothing to do with the candle per se, but because of some sort of fear of listim or nachrim or something of that nature, so the Mishnah says that he's pater. But if he's doing it because he wants to have rachmanas on the ner, the shemen, he feels he wants to preserve it or save it from being destroyed, so then he's going to be then it's machlokes. Tanakama says chayiv. Rabbi Yossi says you're pater except for the case of the wick, where you're trying to be chas on the wick because mipnei shuhu osa pecha. So the Gemara discusses that if a person extinguishes in there for a chosh yesh bel sakana, that's 100% mutter. Or for sakana's listim, that's 100% mutter. But if you're being mechabed in there because of a chosh she'im bel sakana, it's machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda would hold you chayiv chatos because it's malach she'in srich legufa, and Rabbi Yehuda holds malach she'in srich legufa is asu midar reisa. Rabbi Shimon would say it's asur, but only midrabbanan. Malach she'in srich legufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, is patra vel asur. They also argue from mechabed in there because you're because you're afraid that the oil will run out and then it will destroy the menorah, or you're chas al hashemen that you don't want the oil to run out, or you're chas al psila. So Rabbi Yehuda would say you're chayiv because it's a malach shein srich leguf and you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon would say you're pater because malach shein srich leguf is pater of laser. But if you're mechabed in there in order to singe the wick so that the wick will be more easily lit the next time, then even Rabbi Shimon would hold its asim min haTorah because that is a malach hatzrich leguf. That's not she'ina tzrich l'gufa, that's exactly tzrich l'gufa. That's what the Mishnah means when it says that you're mipnei shu'al sapechem, that your kavana is to make it a more usable wick. The Gemara then asks a stira between two pesukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says lo ha'meisim yahaluka, that the dead people can't give any praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the other pasuk says v'shabeach ani ha'meisim, that we praise the dead. So the Gemara explains that when we say lo ha'meisim yahaluka, that's why that's an emphasizing the idea that a person should learn and do mitzvahs before he dies, because once he dies, he's chafshi from mitzvahs, he's free from mitzvahs. When we say v'shabeach ani ha'meisim, there are three possible meanings of that. Either it's talking about the avos hakadoshim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not answered after the Chedah Egel until he mentions the names of the avos, or a second possibility is it's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu who made various gezeros and takanos that are everlasting even after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, or a third possibility is that it's a reference to David HaMelech, that at the time that Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim were closed and were locked and wouldn't allow him in, and only all the 24 renanos that Shlomo HaMelech said didn't work until he mentions David. Once he mentions David, then everything opens up for him. Why does it say ki the kelev chay tov min ha'ariyah ames, that a live dog is better than a dead lion? Because in order to feed a dog, you're allowed to be metaltal nevela on Shabbos. It's not considered muktzah to move nevela on Shabbos. But David HaMelech, at the time that he's dead, that he was dead, and he was lying there in the sun, you were not allowed to be metaltal on him at all because it's a violation of muktzah. The only way they were allowed to be metaltal with dead bodies by putting a kikar or a tinok, a loaf of bread or a baby on him, and that because they're not muktzah, and that would be the only heter to be metaltal. So that's what it means, that a kelev chai is tov mina aryeh hames. Now the Gemara tells the story of the death of David HaMelech. David HaMelech wanted to know what day he was going to die on, exactly when he was going to die. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him it's against the rules, can't let you know when you're going to die. Okay, at least tell me what day. So Hashem told him, okay, it's going to be on a Shabbos. So David HaMelech tried to cheat death, so to speak. He learned all day long, every Shabbos, assuming that the Melech HaMavis will not have any power over him. And in fact, the Melech HaMavis didn't have power over him while he was learning, and he had to distract him by shaking the trees outside and causing David to go see what's happening by stepping on the ladder, and David slips on the ladder and stops learning for a split second. Only then the Melech HaMavis was able to take David. The Gemara tells us that although the Sefer Koheles had various stiros, Chazal wanted to canonize it because it starts and ends with Divrei Torah. Where does it start and end with Divrei Torah? So it starts with Divrei Torah when it says, "Ma Yisrael la'adam b'chol amelos shayamol tachas hashemesh." Of what benefit is any of the amelos that we have under the sun? So we darshan only under the sun there's no Yisron, but if you're Amal B'Torah, which is Kodem HaShemesh, which came even before the sun, then there's plenty to benefit from. So that's the beginning of Koheles in Divrei Torah. What's the end in Divrei Torah? Sof Tavar HaKol Nishmas Elokim Yirevis Mitzvosov Shemar Kizeh Kol Adam. And we darshan three different things. Either the entire world was only created because of this Adam that's Yirei Elokim, Or this Adam, second possibility, is Shakal Kneg Kalalam Kulo. Or third possibility, the whole world was only created to be an accompaniment to the Torah. So that's the sof of Divrei Torah. The ending is in Divrei Torah as well. The Gemara then discusses the concept of schok and simcha in this world. Do we look at it in a positive way or in a negative way? Because on the pasuk says Tov Kas Mi Schok, the Kas is better than Schok. No, but what that means, the Gemara says, is that the kas that Hashem gives to the tzaddikim, that Hashem shows, the anger Hashem shows to the tzaddikim in this world, is better than the schok that He shows the rishayim in this world, because ultimately it's going to even out in the next world, and the tzaddikim are going to be able to receive even greater schar. When it says, "L'schok ma marti malel," that's referring to schok that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mesachik with tzaddikim in Olam Haba. That's a good kind of schok. When we say, "V'shibachti ani asa simcha," that simcha is praiseworthy, that's talking about simcha shel mitzvah, to be mesameach chasan vekala. Also, the Gemara says that it's appropriate when a Rebbe starts a shir, he should start off with a little bit of a joke, with something more lighthearted, and that way that would get the Talmidim into it a little bit, but the Talmidim should be sitting there be'im of yira, and even the Rebbe should sit be'im of yira once he gets past his opening line, his opening joke. The Gemara then puts a stira about answering a fool, kivlaso, according to his foolishness, and the Gemara says it's not a stira, it depends what he's being foolish about. If he's mocking Divrei Torah, you have to answer him, but if he's mocking Divrei Rishus, then it's no sense in stooping to his level and answering him at all. That's the Chazara of Shabbos Daf Lamed.